going on, guys? I hope you guys are having a great day so far. I'm back here with the podcast, just talking about world things today, so kind of let's get into it. Lebanon's governor, like with the explosion, their governor said it was like an atomic bomb that went off. It's unclear at this moment whether the blast was like on purpose or accidental. Authorities still have questions. They're assessing damage, looking for survivors, and just counting the number of people killed or injured. It was about like 6 p.m. local time on Tuesday. A massive fire in the city's central port just set off what's believed to be an, I think it's an ammonium nitrate blast, which like was a radius of like 6 miles, like shock waves 145 miles across the Mediterranean Sea. Also, in addition, the explosion destroyed Lebanon's grain silos, which contain like the country's wheat supply. Christian ministries are actually in the city, quickly shifting efforts to providing like food and shelter. Also, one other thing, Korea is continuing to develop like nuclear weapons. The latest, according confidential UN report, nuclear bombs mounted on like a missile. The UN member nations agreed to place, basically like they wanted to blow up all these tunnels in their country, and no one was actually allowed to see the blowing up, but there was a video. But apparently at their main test site, but officials, they didn't allow anyone to go like see and verify it. So they speculate that North Korea actually did not demolish the entire structure. So now, one other thing, there was actually a big thing going on. So SOS, you know, a thing like you're always using to like call people. These guys were gone on these in distress on like this island for days, and they're on this island without any more gas, and they wrote big SOS on a beach, and luckily a helicopter flew by it and was actually able to save all the men that were on this island. And they were just writing SOS in the sand. It's like, and they're all in good condition, healthy so far. So next, we're also going on to space travel. So Virgin Galactic gave the world a peek of the inside commercial spacecraft this week, and you can't beat the views. 12 porthole-shaped windows in the wall, ceiling, futuristic cabin. The cabin's been like designed in some ways around one thing, which is the view of the Earth from space. So every customer will have like two windows to themselves. Passengers will also be able to unbuckle and float, experiencing like the weightlessness testing. And there's just testing going on. There's no launch date, but around like 600 people have like bought tickets already to do this. And I believe to go to space, it's like $50 million or something like that. So it's really been going crazy. And this other plane, Virgin Galactic Airlines, is actually having like a 6 to 11 thing, like passenger plane, and like you can go like 3 times faster than the speed of sound, and they're just testing on that. So I hope everyone is having a great day. That's just kind of what's going on today, and I hope you all have an amazing day, and I hope you guys enjoy this little news update, and I will see you guys in the next podcast.